This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer. And Bridget, we've got a great guest from an organization that everybody listening right now has heard about, hopefully has contributed to and participated in one way or another. But before we get to our guest, I want to remind you of a couple of really, really simple ways that you can help Catholic Radio. One is so simple that it's just unbelievable. I mean, everybody shops for groceries every week or so.
Yeah.
And probably spends more money than they'd really like to. Well, there's a way, if you shop at Kroger, that Catholic Radio can get a portion of that. All you have to do is go on our website, CatholicRadioIndy.org, and click on, over on the right-hand side, you'll see a little Kroger logo and a little link there. And if you click on that, you'll be taken to the Kroger website where you can register your Kroger card. You'll need the card when you call because they want the number that's on it.
Okay.
And then you pick a charity. And Catholic Radio Indy is listed as one of the charities. And you register. That's all there is to it. Then every time you use that Kroger card at any Kroger anywhere, Catholic Radio gets a small percentage of whatever you spend. So if you go buy a can of beans, we get a bean or two. Well, you could think of it that way, I guess.
And I'm glad you're going over this because I kind of forget like how to go through the steps. So I'm still going to be doing this.
And I haven't checked recently. I really haven't checked recently. But for a while, we had only six.
Oh, wow.
People doing that? Six people?
We can get that up a lot. We can get that up a lot.
Oh, I'm sure. It's easy to do, and it's worthwhile doing it for Catholic Radio, so we hope you'll try that out. CatholicRadioIndy.org. And the other way, it seems like you just can't buy anything on the internet without encountering Amazon.
Yeah, Amazon's great.
And there's a thing called Amazon Smile. Mm-hmm. And if you go to Amazon Smile or Amazon.Smile or just Google it and you'll find it, Amazon Smile, same thing. Just register. It says, what charity do you want us to give a percentage of your purchase to? Put in Catholic Radio Indy. We're already in there. It'll pop up for you. And that's it. You're all done. Every time you buy anything, anywhere on Amazon, Catholic Radio gets a percentage. And we have a lot of people that do that. And that is very beneficial to Catholic Radio. And then the interesting thing is, if you're using the same computer as you registered on and you forget, you go to Amazon without going to Amazon Smile,
mm-hmm.
when you get to the checkout, it's going to say, wait a minute, did you mean to use Amazon Smile?
Oh, wow, that's great.
Yeah, it really does. So you can start that process right at our website, too, CatholicRadioIndy.org.
And so we're getting ready to talk to our guest today. Our guest is John Ryan. He is the president of the St. Vincent de Paul Society, the Indianapolis Council. Welcome to Faith in Action, John.
Well, good morning. Thank you. Thank you for having us.
And we were just talking that, we're all Irish here, so we shouldn't have any problem talking today.
That's true.
Well, tell our listeners, most people have heard about the St. Vincent de Paul Society, but for those who may have not heard about it, or maybe mm-hmm. we have non-Catholics listening today, what is the St. Vincent de Paul Society?
Sure. Well, St. Vincent de Paul was, in fact, a saint over in Europe. And during the 1600s, and then around 1840, Blessed Frederick Ozanam, a Parisian law student, and a group of other students got together, and they figured they wanted to help the poor.
Mm.
And so they, in essence, formed over in Paris the St. Vincent de Paul Society. They went ahead and chose St. Vincent de Paul as their patron saint in the name of the organization because St. Vincent de Paul is known as the saint for the poor. And so since 1840, the organization has grown internationally, of course,
okay.
Across the country. And here in Indianapolis, we began our society in 1942.
That's a really long time. Now, I kind of associate St. Vincent de Paul with a food pantry, but mm-hmm, I'm guessing mm-hmm. you do a lot of different things. So could you give us kind of like the scope of
sure.
all the things you do and then what maybe you think you do best? What's your forte?
Okay.
your ministry forte?
Well, the culture of St. Vincent de Paul is charity.
Okay.
And so everything that we do is geared towards that. We happen to operate one of the largest food pantries. I've done some research, and it seems like we operate one of the largest food pantries in the country.
That's amazing.
We serve 3,000 families weekly.
Ooh, that's a lot.
It is.
That's a ton. I know some organizations that they do that in a year. If they do that in a year, that's like really huge.
Right. So
a week?
Yeah, a week. So 3,000 families weekly come to our food pantry and receive, and it's what we call it a client choice food pantry. And so we don't hand the prepared food to the clients, is that they come in. It's like shopping at Aldi's. So they'll have a grocery cart and go up and down the lines picking out their own food. Mm-hmm. And there was a study done that there's 40% less waste because the folks are actually choosing their food.
Well, that makes a lot of sense, because if you get a prepackaged whatever, that may not be something that you eat.
If you give me a can of lima beans, it's going to be there 10 years from now, because I'm not going to eat
them. Yeah, it's beets for me.
So may as well pick out what you like.
Right, that's exactly right. The other ministry that we have that a lot of folks are very familiar with also is our distribution center. And that's where we receive a call on our helpline for help of some nature. And from that call, that the information is sent to the local parish conference, and then the Vincentians in that conference go and do a home visit. At the home visit, they determine what the needs are of that family or individual. It could be the payment of rent. It could be car repair, medical expense, what have you. It could be some home furnishings, appliances, clothing, things of that nature. If it's the latter, if it's the clothing, the appliances, the bed, the mattresses, they're given a voucher, and they bring that down to the distribution center, and they can redeem basically that voucher for whatever is on that voucher. So they might receive the clothing along with, let's say, a couch or a chair or pots and pans, knives and forks.
Mm-hmm. John, before the program, I was mentioning that we did a little cleaning around the house the other day and had some things to donate, and we were trying to decide, I don't know, Goodwill, St. Vincent de Paul, and actually, we did decide for St. Vincent de Paul.
Good.
We had to drive by two good.
Are we
Goodwill,
having confessions again?
Goodwill stores on the way. But for the sake of our listeners, both are fine organizations. Mm-hmm. They both do a lot of good.
Right.
But St. Vincent de Paul over Goodwill, why?
Well, obviously, Goodwill is an incredible organization. Highly respectful of that organization. Their business model is just a little bit different than ours, is that they're into employment. I mean, they're into the programs, they're into education, etc. We're into, I don't want to say crisis, but we're into the charity component. So all the things that we receive, we either sell now at our Mission 27 thrift store, or we hand out. And so that's the beauty now, is that it used to be the person that when needed to redeem a voucher could only come on Saturdays. Now we have a desk set up at our thrift store so that the person with a voucher can come between the hours of 10 and 4 for Monday through Friday.
Yeah, and if you're just joining us right now, and this happens to me all the time when I'm in the car, I'll catch part of a show, and I'll, who is that? Well, we're talking to John Ryan. He's the president of the St. Vincent de Paul Society in Indianapolis. And what's the scope of your ministry in terms of the boundaries, or who do you serve exactly?
Sure. Well, we serve the Archdiocese of Indianapolis, those boundaries. So we go north, beginning north from 96th Street, basically down to the river.
Wow.
And so we cover a lot of territory. We have obviously principally most of our conferences, parishes are in the Marion County area, but we have 8 conferences in southern Indiana that we also that are part of our organization. I might mention also is that in addition to what I've already mentioned, is that we have two homeless ministries also.
Oh, okay. Talk
and,
about
and
those.
So on Wednesday, down at the distribution center again off of Maryland Street, we have anywhere from 30 to 40 homeless come, and we provide them with much needed clothing, along with it's been a very successful program. We also provide like resume building, things of that nature, support for them, eyeglasses. It's just really a neat program. In addition, for 52 Saturdays, we don't skip a Saturday during the year. We send a truck down to Methodist Roberts Park, which is downtown,
mm-hmm.
and there we provide a hot meal along again with clothing for the homeless.
So you're doing so much more than just a food pantry. It's almost like you're covering everything.
We're trying to. We don't do obviously everything. I guess the last program, I want to talk about Changing Lives Forever.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about that. It's on my list.
But one of the other neat programs that's close to my heart is our bicycle program. It's that we give out to the homeless annually around 225, 250 bicycles.
Oh, that's really neat.
A year. So we have a bicycle shop. And so folks donate bicycles to us, and we give them out to the homeless. If you see a bicycle, somebody that's homeless that has a bicycle downtown, more than likely it's one of our bicycles. It's mm-hmm. the major form of transportation for the homeless.
So what if someone was listening and they wanted to donate a bicycle that they just have in their garage? Are there certain specifications for the bicycle? Or
no, somebody that used to be homeless who is our bicycle repairman. So he goes over the bike. If it needs certain things, he fixes them. Then we give to everyone a helmet, a lock, and a bicycle.
Wow, that is really cool. I didn't even know about that.
Yeah.
Well, John, how did you get involved? Let's talk about you. How did you get involved in St. Vincent de Paul?
Well,
and what parish are you from?
I'm from Immaculate Heart of Mary Parish.
Okay.
My wife and family, we've been there for 37 years. It's just a wonderful parish, and Bob Sims is just an incredible pastor there. Formerly, it used to be Father Jeff Godecker, also just an incredible individual. I retired, and
not really though.
Well, not really, not now.
And, you're busier now, right?
I retired and just needed something to do, and so I think it's just sort of the Holy Spirit at work. I just showed up at the food pantry one day. And they gave me a broom, and I started sweeping the floor. And 6 months later, they came and said, "How would you like to be president?" I must have.
Wow! Yeah. You worked right up to the top quickly.
I did. I asked who else wanted this, and they said nobody. So the bar wasn't real high.
You must have done one heck of a job on those floors.
Yeah, I was a good sweeper, and then the rest is history. Yeah.
Well, that's a really awesome story. I love when people tell me how they got to a certain place, and it's never the. Never the traditional way, I guess.
No, no.
Well, oh my gosh, we're already here. Time for a break. So we'll be back for more in just a minute.
One day, one voice shared one message, and one man who provides one way to God. Maybe that's why we have one objective: share Jesus, the one who loves, saves, and forgives. Catholic Radio Indy.
Saturday mornings are always a little bit better when you start them off listening to Catholic Radio Indy. Kickstart your Saturday morning at 9 a.m. with Jim Littleton and Forming Faithful Families, followed by I Choose Life at 9:30. Catholic Jukebox Indiana brings you today's music with a Catholic message at 10 a.m., and then join Mark Tuttle and Timothy O'Donnell for Catholic Thought and Philosophy in the Catholic Cave at 11. At noon, sit down for a little lunch and food for thought with M.J. Crowder and Jim Ganley and two episodes of Faith in Action. That's 4 hours of Saturday morning information and entertainment you won't find anywhere else except right here at Catholic Radio Indy.
People that just need to hear the truth of God, that need to hear the Jesus message. It has really impacted me. It's what I needed to hear right now.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Have you ever thought about joining the Catholic Church? Have you just wanted to explore the Catholic faith? All you need to do is call your local Catholic Church for more information. We are always happy to help you in your journey to discover and learn more about the Catholic faith. We have classes that are almost year-round, and the classes and information sessions do not involve making a commitment, and there is no pressure to join. Please call your local Catholic parish for more information today and start the journey of one day possibly becoming Catholic as well. God bless.
40 Days for Life is a campaign of peaceful prayer vigils held at the site of abortion providers throughout the world with the goal of eliminating abortion. Here in Central Indiana, the Lenten 40 Days for Life campaign will run from Ash Wednesday, February 14th, through Palm Sunday, March 25th. Would you consider making this campaign a part of your Lenten observance? Go to 40daysindy.org for more information. That's 40daysindy.org.
Think of all the media our young people are exposed to today. MTV, movies, what passes for entertainment on TV, song lyrics that are questionable or worse. Where do they hear the message that it's okay to be chaste and modest, or that it's not crazy to practice their faith, or to believe in a God who loves them and can forgive them no matter what they do? Catholic Radio is the answer. Be sure to tell your friends and relatives about Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. I'm here with my guest, John Ryan, who is the president of the St. Vincent de Paul Society, the Indianapolis Council. And we are talking about, obviously, the St. Vincent de Paul Society, right?
Right.
And we're actually, I want to talk a little bit more about the Changing Lives Forever program. Mm-hmm. Talk about that.
Thank you. The Changing Lives Forever program is a 18-week course that we provide to folks that are in poverty.
Okay.
And that's one of the things that, for myself personally, I never realized until I became a part of St. Vincent de Paul, the magnitude of poverty in this county and in this state. It was just eye-opening, particularly when you see the magnitude of people coming to the food pantry.
Mm-hmm.
The Changing Lives program, during those 18 weeks, are the individuals in the classes are trained how to break that cycle of poverty. They're
okay.
given financial information, they're how to say the reason why you need to save $5 a week. This is the reason why you need a support group. This is how you get a support group. Here are the services that are available to you out in the community. It's just a sort of miraculous what this has done for individuals. When we see them at the beginning of the classes, and then when they graduate 18 weeks later, it is just something to see the change that has taken place in those individuals.
And not everybody learns all these life skills that you need to be successful. And we just do that as parents to children, and we don't think twice about it, but maybe you didn't have that, and so you don't really have the tools to get out of poverty. So St. Vincent's is doing both. They're doing the immediate need, and then the other part is the breaking the cycle of poverty.
That is correct.
How long has that program been going?
Well, it's been going on for about 6 years, but about 3 years ago, what we decided to do was push this down into the parishes.
Okay.
And so St. Lawrence Parish was, here in Indianapolis, was the first parish or conference, St. Vincent de Paul Conference, to have a class. The next year, we had four classes. The second year, we had four classes. The third year, last year, we had eight classes, and we're hoping to have between 11 and 14 classes this year. And so it is just exploding in the parishes.
Wow.
And we're just really excited about it.
Do you have any success stories that you can share about people that, you know, started at point A and got successfully to point B?
Absolutely. We, at our Mission 27 thrift store, we have hired around six of the graduates so that they can learn retail, things of that nature.
Oh, that's great.
We've hired our security guard at the food pantry, wonderful individual. And to see where these individuals were prior to the program and where they are today has just, it's hard to describe. It's just wonderful.
Now it would seem that maybe the upswing that the economy in general is experiencing will be a good thing for this, because there will be places for these people to move into.
That is correct. That is correct.
Now, you have two events coming up.
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about the Easter Egg 5K Run Walk. What's going on with that?
Well,
is this a new one, a new event?
These are two brand new events.
Okay.
We historically at the Society have been dependent upon individual contributions.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we function. But what we're trying to do is to do more.
Sure.
To do more for to fund the Changing Lives Forever programs, because each class cost us about $7,000.
All right.
And then we're also trying to have more nutritional food at the food pantry.
Okay.
More produce, more milk, more
sure.
eggs, and that's all costly.
Right. So, just to the whole admin of that, right?
Right.
Getting, keeping.
Exactly.
Get
so
it.
How do we do it? So we thought some wonderful individuals, not me, but some other folks thought that having these two fundraisers, number one, this Holy Saturday Easter egg 5K run, walk, and egg hunt.
That sounds like fun.
It's going to be. And so it's going to start at the Toll Yard Brewery, located at 501 South Madison Avenue.
Okay.
At 10 o'clock. You can go to our website and sign up for it. We're in need of at least 100 volunteers.
Okay.
To help us run the race.
And anybody can volunteer, right?
Anybody.
You don't have to be from even Indianapolis, you can North Side, wherever.
We'll take you.
Okay.
And you can sign up as a volunteer on our website, obviously.
Okay. And I'll give that right now, www.svdpindy.org. And
right,
go on.
Right. And then likewise, obviously the runners, you can do the same thing. You can register online at our website. And we think it's just really going to be exciting. Last year we did this, and we had about 1,000 participants.
Okay,
but
that's pretty good.
It is great. But this this year we're doing it just significantly different. We're going out getting not only to the volunteers and runners, but also sponsorships.
Oh, yeah.
And so
you have a lot of sponsors, actually.
Yeah.
I saw a lot on there. I was like, wow, this is really big.
So we're hoping to make it – it would be great if we could – compare ourselves to the turkey run that Wheeler Mission has on Thanksgiving. But hopefully we might get there someday.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you have a great start. Now, you have another event. You have a Strutting Our Stuff fundraiser.
Well, this, again, is going to be really exciting. And I kind of call this our first official fundraiser that we've had at St. Vincent de Paul. But we opened Mission 27, our thrift store, which is located downtown on off of Leota Street, where our distribution center is, and the thrift store has just been just very successful. We are going to take the clothes that have been donated to St. Vincent de Paul, and we are going to model them. And
a fashion show?
A fashion show.
Strutting Our Stuff fashion show?
Strutting Our Stuff. And so we're going to have men and women and children model that. They asked me to be one of the models, so
okay.
I don't know how well that's going to going to go.
Well, come to that event just to see a model.
Yeah,
right.
Well, that might be something to see. But it's just really going to be just a fun event. It's going to be on April the 18th at Marion Inc. It's going to start at 6 o'clock. There's going to be, obviously, a dinner, a live auction, a silent auction. There's going to be, I think, what they call a heads and tails little gambling event. But it's just really going to be an exciting event. And likewise, you can go we're asking for, we're out now getting sponsorships. We've sent out Save the Date to a number of individuals, and then we're going to be sending out official invitations here in a couple of weeks.
And so obviously all these things are for what?
These are all for, again, our ministries. We want to do them better. We want to expand them. We want to reach more folks in poverty. And we, with our Changing Lives program, we want to try and see if we can't get them out of poverty.
Forever.
Forever.
Forever. That's the plan.
Mm-hmm.
So they are, you're serving about 3,000 a week mm-hmm. for food. How many people have been in the Changing Lives program? How many have gone through that so far, roughly?
So far, about 200.
And that's really good.
It is. Oh, yes. And it's what we're seeing is that not only the folks that graduate are telling us that not only are they improving their lives, but the people around them that they touch, their lives are being improved. So the relatives, the neighbors, their friends are seeing what's happening with these individuals, and they want some of that.
So they're getting role models, and not only are they helping, you know, maybe their children or, you know, mm-hmm. their significant other, their spouse, but people around them are saying, wow.
Yeah.
Look what this person's mm-hmm. doing, mm-hmm. thinking maybe I want to take that class.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's very, very good thing. We're getting close on time here. Before we go, we mentioned earlier about people donating things, and that's kind of almost the foundation of, or something very important to St. Vincent de Paul. How do people do that?
Sure. Well, go to our website, and on our website, there's a donation component to it where you can just sort of click on it, and it can tell you how to donate. Okay. What we do on Saturday mornings, we send out approximately 5 to 6 trucks mm-hmm. On that Saturday, and we go around and collect the heavy stuff.
Sure.
Okay. In 24 parish parking lots, we have our clothing bins, and that has been very successful. So when you go to church, and you need clothes that need to be dropped off, and hopefully you're in one of those parishes that have one of our clothing bins, just put your clothes in the clothing bin, and we come and pick that up too.
So the entry point for any of these things, either to donate, to volunteer, to find out about the fundraiser, either the Easter egg run or the Strutting Our Stuff, go to www.svdpindy.org. My guest today has been John Ryan, president of the St. Vincent de Paul Society in Indianapolis, the Indianapolis Council. Thank you so much for being my guest today, John.
Well, thank you all for letting us spread the word about St. Vincent de Paul.
We'll be praying for you. God bless.
Thank you. God bless you too.
Thanks.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again, or any past episode, at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.